You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Look, it's Christmas time, but sooner it'll be tax time, and you'll want to spend money on a new gaming system, maybe. I don't know. Maybe, if you do. Anyways, I'm not going to admit it. These are some upper tier, very nice systems. And if you're looking for a system, you can't go wrong with Doghouse Systems. Gaming PCs made by gamers. Small boutique in Dallas, Texas, my hometown, my stomping ground.
I thought it was funny that on the 21st, they were all like, everybody's still here? Okay, back to making computers. That was like a tweet they sent out.
They are very humorous people and very nice guys, very down to earth. They have their own podcast. Hey, you don't even need a Doghouse system. They will help you out with your problems. But if
the computer problems.
Computer problems. I don't know if you want, like, personal emotional problems, but you can ask. I'm sure that they would be happy to talk to you. Anyways, use the code 2MORDOR. Help out the podcast. We get a generous commission if you use that code, and you will get twice the RAM. All right. So, this week in LOTRO, I'm going to go real quick. I didn't do anything again. I apologize. I feel really bad doing a podcast about LOTRO, and I didn't play at all for the second week in a row.
Epic fail.
Pretty much a loser.
Worst gamer ever.
Yeah, but if it makes you feel better, I really didn't play much games at all. I did play a little bit of Batman while the hotfix was going on. The hotfix, Batman. Like, I was ready to play. I was playing Batman Arkham. Well, I was just playing Batman. I really just put on a mask and a cape, and I went around going, woo! I played Batman Arkham Asylum because I'm old, and it was on sale, and I've had it for a little while, and I don't play games that much. All right. What did you do, the person who actually played?
Dumb time this week. We went to Necromancer's Gate Skirmish. No. This is the old one. Where's the new one? I don't have the new notes. Anyway, we went to the Assault on the Tower Skirmish. And we five-manned it because Dummy Dumb was not there. And so we five-manned it, no problem. And then our buddy Blitz, who we also refer to as the Agent of Sauron, because whenever he shows up, sometimes things don't go as planned. Sometimes we do worse. But this was not the case this week. He joined us. We did a random skirmish with him. We ended up doing the 21st Hall with the instance finder thing. And we did it on Tier 2.
I'm going to see if I can go get the notes to replicate upstairs. I take it they're upstairs on your laptop?
I got it. I'm fine.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't have it. Why don't you share with me?
I did, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to pull it on my iPad.
Okay, go ahead.
So we ended up doing a Tier 2 battle in the 21st Hall, which is not my favorite skirmish, honestly. I always have problems with that one, with the end guy. Like, you'll do like 20 minutes of killing and waves and stupid crap, and then you get to the end and that big boss dude just stomps the crap out of you. So I was really nervous about Tier 2. I mean, I was just like, I'm gonna die. I'm so gonna die in the first 5 seconds. I'm gonna die. It was just gonna happen. And it was so flipping easy that when it was over, I was just like, that can't be it. What happened? Like, I was confused. So either, like, LOTRO is getting super easy, or the dumbs are just getting incredibly freaking awesome. And I'm going with the latter. We're getting incredibly freaking awesome. So anyway, that was super fun. I was super proud of us. I didn't die. I was so excited. And something that used to be a big problem for us, doing it on level Tier 2, making it purposely harder, we were great. It was awesome.
Great!
That's right. And then Yule Festival opened this week on Monday. So I've been doing that. I got the guide out. I've been trying to do... There's 14 quests total. I've been trying to do it. I've done all 14 quests twice now. This is since Monday. I missed one day completely. Wasn't able to do anything. And then the other days, I was able to do like maybe 12.
So what do you think of it so far?
I'm not excited about the tiers, to be honest. I'm just not excited about it. I'm trying to work my... I'm up to the second deed tier right now. I'm on the More the Merrier 2. So I only have 60 more quests before I open tier 3. But... The festival ends on January 1st. I only have like
a... Why is it
week.
Ending on January 1st? I mean, did it not go longer before?
It was like a month and a half last year.
Why is it so short, you think?
I don't know. I think it was way too long last year. I think everybody was totally over it.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt to make it any longer.
But this is a bit, you know... yeah, so I think I'm like 63 out of 120. So I'm getting there. I'm hoping that I can get to tier 3 because I really want the Yeti boots. Other than that, I don't really care. But I'm working on it. It's not my favorite thing. I don't like all. And the thing is that all these things were dailies before. It's just now that there's like a gate, an unnecessary gate there for no reason. You cannot get these items until you... And okay, I'll talk about it when we get to the Dev Diary. Okay, I don't need to rant about it now. I'm talking about what I did.
Okay.
So, final news, because they've added XP to the Yule Festival, I dinged twice this week. I dung. On Golden Star, I am now level 81. Am I 81 or 82? I'm 81. I'm almost 82. I'm like halfway to 82. And my burglar, who I just had her come in and get the daily presents because I want her to have a hobby horse because I think the dumbs need to have hobby horse races. So I'm trying to get her to win a hobby horse is what my goal is. So I've been taking her in there and she's just been doing like two quests, the quest to unlock the daily and then the daily. And she's still got 66.
So how is the hobby horse given?
There is a... daily quest, you have to do one quest in the Yule Festival, and then you can turn it in, and you get a sack of presents. And the sack of presents has random rewards. And it has been verified that the hobby horse is one of those items that you can get.
And you can do that once a day?
Once a day. Okay. And if you, it should be an auto grant when you arrive in Frostbluff, but if you don't get it, just go pick up a quest. And it should grant to you after you do that. So what I've been doing is the one where you go get the beer keg. Because it's right there in town. So I just bring my alts in. They go get the beer keg, deliver it to the dwarf, turn it in, go get their sack of presents. They don't have to like run around all through Winterhome.
Okay.
So I haven't gotten it yet. In fact, like the best thing I've gotten is like 500 marks. I haven't even gotten a cosmetic. Gotten marks, and my favorite is when I open it up and I get two festival tokens. Woo!
Two festival tokens.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Anyway, that's it. That's all I had.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and head into Town Crier.
And now, the Town Crier.
All right, this week we had a letter from the producer. And what happened there?
I don't know, because you took my iPad.
Well, hold on. Let's see.
This is from Aaron Rowan Campbell. He was just talking kind of reflecting on where Lotro has been in 2012 is what the meat of his post was. Well, his letter, rather, where he was talking about Rohan came out, Update 9 came out, the Great River content came out, open tapping, remote looting, all these things that they've kind of, we already know about. Not that it's bad to reminisce about it and to list all the things that you've accomplished during the year. I think that's a good thing. But for us who have been living through this year, it's kind of like, yeah, that's cool. I remember that. Not really news, though.
So it was just kind of like, this is what we did?
It was most of it. And then at the end, he talks about a glimpse of what's to come. He mentions specifically Rohan Instance Cluster Part 2, which we're aware of. But he's talking about how the Hobbit tie-ins, and it's like the Battle of Dale. And he's talking about the raid and stuff and such. He talks about class skills. They're looking for feedback on the class skills and what is great and what isn't.
Wow, that is a pretty open book there.
Well, and they were talking about how, you know, like years ago they used to do like a month of the warden kind of a thing. I don't know if they're bringing that back, but he specifically mentioned it in his post.
The thing is, though, with that, they did that and then they kind of dropped off. Like, I don't remember them really following through with all the classes.
I think they followed through with all the classes. It just wasn't in as quick a succession as probably everybody wanted it.
If I also remember correctly, they also, like, some of them were, like, extensive, and then the other ones were, like, two things got changed.
Right. I remember the minstrels were, like, completely rewritten, and, like, the burglars are, like, you use agility now. Ta-da! I'm simplifying. Don't send me nasty emails. He also talked about more scaled instances, specifically mentioning Ost Dunhoth. So scaling of older instances again. And talking about rebalancing loot drops for skirmishes and scaled instances. That was all included in his letter.
Okay. All right. Also, Update 9 release notes were released. And they're long.
Yeah. Like, we're not reading those. Because, no. Because we're not. That's why.
Yeah, so Update 9 was released. There's new instances, Dol Guldur's. You know, I think we've talked about a lot of this. Moria revamp, Yule Festival.
I haven't checked out Moria yet, but...
Yeah, I haven't either. Graphical updates to Bree and Archip were a big, big nice thing. Open tapping and remote looting on everything. Remote looting on, you know, chests and experience on crafting nodes and recipes and XP disabler. And then a bunch of, you know, class changes, all of which we've, you know, been reading and talking about. You can go back and we've discussed these, you know, champion. It's just...
I have to say that the interrupt changes, I hate them.
I told you they were going to suck. And you
hate
were like,
them.
Wait. I believe your quote was...
No, I don't know. I don't think it was that part. I think it was you were talking about something else that was completely boring.
No, it was that.
No, it wasn't, because it was after that. Because I was actually engaged in the, you were talking about my burglar's addle.
Yes, that was one of the interrupts.
Well, yes, I was engaged in that part. You were boring me about something else.
The champions.
No, it wasn't even about this. It was about, like, mitigation of something.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, it sucks. It sucks. It's horrible. Like, we did the 21st Hall skirmish, and I was just frustrated how everything had glowing green things underneath them, but I could only interrupt one.
See, here's the problem with them changing something for future stuff, is that they don't go back and change the other stuff.
I mean, we were fighting one of those pew-pew lieutenants that shoots, like, poison arrows at you. Pine Leaf is screaming its name at me right now, but I would interrupt it, and not even a second later, it was casting something else, and I couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
Critical mitigation against instead of critical avoidance. That's okay. Why I fell asleep.
So that was... It's the Venomous Blood Arrow. Venomous Blood Arrow is the one you're thinking of. That's the one he hates that the most. He hates that.
I hate it too, Pine Leaf. I hate it. And it was stupid because it was casting almost constantly and I could interrupt every 10 seconds. And we even had a champion with us. We had Blitz with us.
They got nerfed.
And both of us were just like, I can't do anything about it.
Clobber got nerfed.
Yep. It's stupid.
So, yeah. Big thing is when you make these changes global for future stuff, yeah, and you don't change past stuff.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's kind of, you're kind of screwed and you don't run the old stuff anymore.
Well, I don't have a choice. I'm only 66. I'm not running old stuff for funsies.
So, yeah, that's my issue with when these changes to like interrupts and stuff get done. It's extensive work. And so everybody's now going to, you know, Kelson, you got a bunch of ire for your Entmore changes. I think you're going to get some about the interrupt changes too. So,
well, I'm okay if it was more even keel. Like my interrupt was is more on par with their ability to whatever that's called.
Yeah. I mean, what happened to the whole thing is that they're not supposed to do it for like 15, 20 seconds or something like that.
They were doing it immediately. Probably not the same one. I can't tell. But they were doing it like immediately.
All right.
And it was, I'm like, I used to be able to do this 5 seconds later. Now I can't do anything. So what were we talking about? Update 9?
Yeah. Okay. So that's the, that's changes. Anyways, you can listen to our past episodes to talk about most of the dev diaries, or you can read them on the blog, check out most of the changes, or you can go through the patch notes either way.
The patch notes are long, but they're detailed. We also had some news update 9 screenshots released this week.
They're pretty.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about them.
Lots of stuff. They're all from the instances.
They're there. You can go check them out.
Yeah. Goblin King one's pretty cool.
Goblin King one?
Yeah. You can go check them out. They're very akin to the ones from last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, I almost thought they were the same, and then I was like, no, this is different. This is new, so I'm not going to complain about them.
All right, so almost started reading the old show notes from last week. Also, Dev Diary for the Yule Festival was released.
Yes, and I will... I've already talked about my problems with the Yule Festival, that it's got unnecessary great gating, as I feel it's got unnecessary gating. There's this gating mechanic that you have to get to the third tier of this deed in order to earn some rewards. And from this dev diary, let me see if I can find the words. Okay. For players who like having challenges to complete and who want more unique rewards, they can choose to complete Tiers 2 and 3 of the More the Merrier Deeds for additional cosmetics and the Warsteed of set of appearance traits that match the Wintry Yule Street Steed. They're trying to make it sound like this is challenge mode. This is not challenge mode. You just did the same stupid quest twice as much as everybody else. This isn't harder. This isn't a challenge. It's a grind. You're making us do it more often, not for the sake of you need more tokens, which is how we usually did it. Like, oh, I'm going to do this until I have so many tokens I'm going to buy all my stuff. Now it's, I have enough tokens to buy the thing, but I'm not allowed to until I do 60-something more quests. That's not people who like having challenges. That's not a challenge to anybody. That's all I feel about it.
It seems a bit ridiculous to me.
I mean, we were already doing dailies daily. We were already doing this to earn tokens so that we could buy the rewards. Why the heck are you drawing this line that's saying we're not worthy of these rewards unless we do this 120 times? Why?
I what do you think that they did this on purpose to make it more of a grind? I mean, do you think that's their intention? And they're,
well,
just...
I think that the only intention for doing this with a shorter timetable is maybe getting some people to buy some tickets in the store. And I don't want to seem cynical about that, but that's the only thing I can think of that would, why we are purposely lengthening out this to earn these rewards and offering the option to do more per day, because you can't, because you have to do, I don't know, like 9 quests a day for, I don't know, you could do 12 quests a day for 10 days and be done. The thing is only 16 days long. Like I said, I've already missed a day where I did nothing. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I have to not make sure I don't miss six more days or something. Anyway.
What do you think that this may be a future trend?
I think that's what they're hoping for. I do.
Well, that's crap.
And I think that, no, I'm not sure. People were questioning me, and I can't tell you that this is exactly what's going on because I didn't make this festival, and I don't have privy plans to what they're doing. But, you know, I believe that they're planning on resetting those three deeds next year, so you start at zero again. Because the deeds are the way that you get the golden tickets, and the golden tickets are the things that you need to buy the newest tier of stuff. So unless they add more tiers, which would probably suck even worse, honestly, having to get up to tier 6 and then next year to tier 9, which I think would just be worse and worse and worse. I think that they could just add another 120 to it, which makes it the same as resetting, honestly. I don't see this as a celebration. I like the idea of resetting them. I think that it's a nice option if somebody wants to do it. If they're like, you know what? I just really messed up that last food run and I want to do it again. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. But if somebody wants to do that, okay, I guess. Even though previously we could just do it over and over and over again. They're limiting the amount of tokens we can earn a day because we can't do like the snowball fight over and over again. We can't do the feast beast over and over again. So they're limiting the number of tokens we can earn. They're not really limiting the dailies because they were always dailies before, except for those two that I just mentioned, which we could do over and over again. I don't know. I'm not super happy of it. I'm not trying to be, you know, if there's people out there who love it, and if you love it, that's great. I'm glad you're having fun, and I'm doing it as well. I'm griping about it. I really want those Yeti boots for my Hobbit because they're adorable. but I'm just voicing my opinion that I don't think this is the proper festive celebration for something, for, you know, hooray, it's a festival. Now go, you want a challenge, go do 120 quests. Not a challenge. Okay, I'm done ranting.
You can do you stop. Feel better?
You can stop surfing steam.
Never.
He's talking about me not listening to him.
I gotcha. It looks like this screenshot for Dead Island is what you want to do at the Winterfest.
Okay.
All right, so moving ever forward out of the Yule Festival grind. There was a Turbine Dev Chat answers and questions via Twitter. Can I just say that Twitter chats are stupid? I don't think it was
bad. I think that they handled it well. Everything was controlled through the @Lotro. So if you were just looking, like what I ended up doing, because I tried using, there's like a service called like Twitter Chat or something. I tried to use that. Too confusing because you were just seeing everybody's massive everything. So what I stopped doing that and I went just to the @Lotro on Twitter because they would post the question and then post the answer. And that's all you needed to see.
Okay.
So once I found out that trick, it was easier to follow.
I would say that there's some tidbits here and there. New creep appearances was a nice little tidbit.
To the store, by the way.
Yeah.
I think they're adding the existing new creep experience to the store. It's not new creep appearances. It's the ones that they added with those seals.
Oh, okay.
They're talking about adding those to the store to buy.
Oh, well, then, never mind. And let's see, a comprehensive investigation into all classes.
But we already knew that from
right.
Rowan's thing. One of the things that I know that our peers are interested in, they're talking about the forced emotes. They've done investigating that, and they are, like, I don't know, researching the implementation of it. So they're working on it, and what they're doing in the meantime is they're putting, like, no emote zones so that they can't do a forced emote in that area. Most of that is stuff that we knew, you know. It's like, are there plans for mounted combat in future regions? Yes. It's in the next region. Known as West Rohan.
Yeah. I'm not seeing a lot of stuff here.
Their plans to revamp the quests in the 40s.
No solid plans, but we're looking at it.
Yeah,
okay, not a lot of useful information. But it was nice of them to make themselves available to discuss.
It looks like they were having fun. I mean, they were chatting amongst themselves.
It was nice of Butchford and Joe W. Barry and the others to come and take their time out of their day to come answer questions. So, thank you. And last but not least, we had a small community update from Rick Sapience and Hannaful.
Where they wanted to show off
their beards. Yeah, they showed off their beards and said hi. That's pretty much what they did.
I love the beards. I really do. I think that Baby Hobbit needs one. She would be so adorable.
Wouldn't it be better for the Khazad guards?
The baby dwarves. Baby dwarf? They have dwarves now. They have two.
Dwarves, then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't get to see those babies.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we'll just have to go to the UK.
Ah, problem solved.
All right. We should find that lady and have her make an ood. Little baby ood.
I don't know. That's kind of creepy.
It was cool, though. She definitely made herself. It was awesome.
We saw that on Halloween. Someone was dressed like an ood.
She's like, you guys know, you were the only one who knew what it was. I'm like, that's because we're nerds.
Yeah, you should be our friends. That's what we should have said. You and I, we're now friends. Where do you live? We'll come over and watch Doctor Who together.
That's right. Except for the last three David Tennant ones, because she will not watch those.
I don't remember why. Why don't I watch those?
Because he says goodbye. You don't want to see the one where he leaves.
Makes me cry. Don't like
it. It almost made me cry. It was pretty bad. All right, so heading into non-Doctor Who news, back to Lotro. Lotro Market, 50% off sale. Woo!
Woo! So, I did not find this announced anywhere.
Yeah, we don't know why.
I just happened to go to the market because Steam is also on sale. So I went to the Lotro Market myself and looked. And I was like, hey, these are on sale too. This is pretty important stuff. Anyway, Lotro Market, 50% off. This is their web store. So you have to actually go to and play with cashola, cash monies. This is not turbine points.
Cash monies.
But Riders of Rohan, all three editions are 50% off. That means the base edition is $19.99. These are all U.S. dollars. I'm in the U.S. Sorry. You can blame my parents. They were born here and they had me. Heroic Edition is $24.99 and Legendary Edition is $34.99. Also, the Triple Pack is 50% off at $19.99. That includes the previous three expansions of Mines of Moria, Siege of Mirkwood, and Rise of Isengard all in one pack for $20, which is a pretty good deal.
It's a really good deal.
The Sam Gamgee pack that recently came out is not included in the sale. I thought I would mention that.
Oh.
Poor Sam.
Poor Sam.
Also, I already alluded to this, but Steam is also having a 50% off sale. They have the Steely Dawn pack, which is the brand new pack that was like introduced like 2 weeks ago or something. It's brand new. But it is now $9.99. Even so, I don't know if I would recommend this.
It's not a good deal. That
bad of a pack. $10, I would say save your money. although I know people are loving the cosmetics, and $10 is better than paying $20. So if that's what you loves. It also comes with 500 turbine points. They have an M-Quest pack and 5 100% XP boosts. Because starter packs need those.
Yeah, apparently.
Steam also has the Riders of Rohan Heroic Edition for $24.99.
That's a good deal.
It's the same exact price as you get on the Lotro market, so you can just kind of pick your poison there. And the triple pack is also $19.99 on Steam, so again, it doesn't matter. And I get the question every time, if the thing is on Steam, can I use it on my account even though I don't use Steam? Yes, you will get a code that you can apply to your account, and you do not have to use Steam to take advantage of these Steam items. So,
right. Because it's just a code.
Yeah, it's just a code you'll apply.
Right.
Although I think that there was a change recently. Somebody said in the last, when the Steely Dawn came out, they had to go to the big picture. Like if you open Steam, there's like a big picture icon in the upper right corner. You have to click on that. And it was through that she found her key code. So if you can't find it right away, try that.
Okay.
Next we have bonus. Double bonus points.
Double bonus points.
This is good. And, oh, the Steam sale at least is until January 4th. There was no mention, like I said, of the Lotro Market sale, but I'm assuming it's going to follow the Steam pattern and also end on the 4th. So just so you have that idea. Why they're not marketing that, I don't know. I will do it for them. For free. Because I'm stupid. double bonus. Okay. No, I think that it's a good deal, though. I think that people need to take advantage of these things. I'm doing it because I love you, listener.
That's right. You. What?
Double bonus points until January 1st. These are doubling the bonus points that you get on all packs, including the $199.99 pack. So you can get 33,500 turbine points for 200 bucks. Smackaroonies. These are a good deal. Even better than like buying the turbine point cards if you can find them. They're getting pretty scarce in the stores. I think that our Walmart only carries the 1600 pack now, like the $20 one. They don't carry any of the other ones.
I went to one today to do some stocking shopping. They didn't have any Lotro stuff. I mean, they didn't. To be honest with you, they didn't have much outside of WoW and like League of Legends. Pretty much the rest of it was like Xbox points and stuff. There was nothing.
I don't go into GameStop, so I have no idea.
I didn't go into, yeah.
But those are the only ones that are local to our area that have turbine points.
I would say GameStop has it.
Our Walmart did have them a couple weeks ago. I looked in and saw them myself. But anyway, they used to have several denominations and they only had the one now. But this double bonus points is usually better than those cards. Even on the cheapest bundle, you're getting a better deal in the points per dollar range. So,
okay,
it's a good sale to catch if you're low on turbine points.
All right. The weekly store sale starting December 31st. Well, there's a couple of things going on. The following items are on sale. There is expansion quests. Well, do you want to talk about the other stuff first?
No, expansion quests is fine.
Okay, expansion quests. You can go through Moria, Mirkwood, Isengard, Rohan, all on sale at 30% off.
Yeah, Rohan is included in the sale. That's the kicker that I want to do. It's 30% off in-game purchases. So you're buying this with turbine points now. And this is the first time I think Rohan's been on sale in-game.
Yeah, I think so too.
So not a bad deal. This is quests and deeds only for Rohan and Isengard. Mirkwood and Moria do include the instances. Isengard and Rohan do not. The instances are purchased separately. Just want to make that clear. So it's only for Isengard and Rohan, it's only going to include the quests and deeds.
Yeah.
Trying to make that perfectly clear.
Always read the description before you buy it. Because we actually, you know, we looked that up that one time in Moria just because we weren't sure.
Right, so if you are missing Moria, Mirkwood, Isengard, Rohan, probably the better deal would be the 50% off sale right now.
Thinking so.
If you have more turbine points than cash, that's just, you know, how it is. Yeah. That's just how it is. That may be the case for you. You might have gotten a whole bunch of turbine points for Christmas. That happens. So options are good, but... yeah, this is only 30% off. You can get the triple pack for $20 and then get Rohan for another $20 or whatever. So it's a toss up.
Yep. All right. There's also the 100% XP bonus for an hour, 30% off. God, every time I see this, I just get I get rubbed the wrong way because they took out the other ones. All right, here's the deal. It's an hour long. If you use it, yeah, that's the thing. It's 100% XP, but it's an hour long.
So they might have done some actual research and found that most people only want it to be an hour long, and you are just the oddball.
I don't really think that's the case.
Okay.
I seriously doubt that. To me, it's more expensive item that runs out more quickly. To me, that seems like something I'd rather have in the store than something that lasts 6 hours. So, I don't know. Anyways, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm an anomaly. But, hey, I would say make sure you have a bunch of quests to turn in first and then pop it and then turn them all in. That's my whole thing. So
that's his whole thing.
That's my whole thing. I'm done. Bye. Merrick out.
Enhanced XP supply. It's also 30% off this week. This is kind of odd to me that they would take out the other experience boost but leave this weirdo one in. Okay. But this is kind of like the rested experience that VIPs get. Like if we log out for a while, our experience bar fills up with blue and we get double experience for until that blue bar runs out. We can also buy it with Destiny points. And anybody else can buy it with the enhanced experience supply. It's the same thing. So.
All right. The Outriders token. This is the little token that came with the pre-order of Rohan. It gives you plus 25 bonus experience towards monster kills. Monster kills only. It's per character. It's 30% off 346. Hey, it's not gonna hurt to have this. It will take up any bonuses that you have. It goes in your pocket. So, you can't equip any more pocket items. You have to switch it out. But, you know, it's not a bad thing to have. Every little boost helps.
I'm just saying it's a man because you don't need
you
it.
You don't need it. Why? When you could get 100% experience boost.
No, but the thing is that they're adding experience to everything else. They added experience to crafting. They added experience to the festival.
I'm not saying
you don't need these.
You know, you don't. But every little bit does help if that's your thing. All right, task reset daily count. This is 30% off. Hey, a lot of people like tasks.
I am not one of them.
This is 70 turbine points off from the 100. It's not bad. It's not a bad idea. It is, you know, it's an item you pop. I've used it every once in a while just to, you know, if you combine them with the, reputation reset or enhanced experience, then that's not too bad. Either. That's when I've used them the most. So. Oh, and Jawi says that it's good for war steed experience. So there you go. You can also increase your task limit. That's also 30% off. I might get this. There's 5.
This seems more intelligent to me than a daily.
It is. But then that's when you. This is when.
Yeah, like if you're going to choose one, choose this one, right?
Yeah. I would say if you're going to choose between the two, do this. You can bump it up. What? You can never move beyond a maximum of 15 tasks daily. 5 increases available.
So you can buy 5 in the store.
Yeah, you can buy 5 in the store. Yeah, there's basically 5 levels. So you can go from 5 to 10. And that's a good thing, too. I would say if you're going to choose between the two, do this one because it's a permanent increase. So.
It's per character?
It is per character. Well, what do you want? It is pretty cheap. I mean, it's $175.
Yeah, it's not very expensive. I shouldn't grouse about things.
No,
I've been grousing a lot.
No, I would say. This is something I've used for the two that my guardian and my champion, since those are the two that I'm on the most, and they're the ones I care about reputation or doing tasks the most. So I would say that these are worth investing in if you have some spare ones. So, but it does still earn a med because it's optional and you can get by without doing it.
Like I have been for 5 years.
Well, and you know, junk stuff drops pretty. Easily, and now with remote looting, you don't have to really worry about it as much. So,
with remote looting, you notice that your bags fill up super quick.
Yeah, remote looting.
Because you're not even paying attention to what's coming in. You're just like, oh, my bags are full? Neat.
God, it's such a cool thing. Thank you so much for that because it's really great.
We are so happy.
We really like that. I really like that quite a bit.
December deals. These are the deals that are going over the weekend from the 21st to the 23rd. They have 30% off Tomes of Mount Armor. I don't even know what that is. 50% off True Relics and Scrolls of Combination. It's Sounds like ally stuff to me. And 40% off universal healing potions, which I'm sure Katani loves. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Those are just until the 23rd. That's their special December celebration stuff.
That's not the end of December, Durvine. So you know, there's a whole like week left.
Well, there's another one. Don't worry. Yeah. And I think that I saw on the launcher that it's going to be reputation-based. I think that they accidentally posted the wrong stuff. All right. Oh,
okay, Turbine. Just take some time off.
Well, they're about to have their break. It's good. It's all good. All
right. So for the next one, I have a little rhyme I'm going to sing.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'm not singing because you don't like it.
Go ahead. I will plug my ears.
No, okay. So the Steed of the Warden is available now. And it's... available. And
a lot of people have bought it.
I know. It is the Steed of the Warden. It's not.
It's kind of bland. Go ahead and sing your jingle.
No. I'm not going to sing
it. It's something about blonde pony.
Well, now it just sounds stupid, so I'm not going to sing.
I don't remember the actual jingle, but you've been singing it since Thursday.
Yeah, it's bad.
So this was another weirdo thing where it was in the store announcements, but it wasn't listed on the exclusive page. It is on the store exclusive page now. I checked it this morning and it is there. But at the time of this posting, we just wanted to show you it. So thank you very much to SimSim from Eldar, who sent us some pictures. And then Katani sent us a picture of it on her war steed, because of course Katani and Elb, the Warden Masters, had to buy this.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't bring myself to do it. However, the next steed,
I just think that it's kind of weird that the other side of the horse's butt is blank. Like, there's nothing on it.
It seems very
bland. There's a shield on one side and then an empty space. Like, they forgot to put something there.
Yeah, it just seems like it's missing stuff.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't even own a warden, so I'm not complaining about it.
I like the next two horses a lot more.
So this is also weird because it was added with update 9, but I didn't see any announcement anywhere. There are two new store exclusive horses in the Lotro store. They're called the Steed of Victory and the Steed of Dol Baron. I have no idea if I'm saying that right. SimSim of Eldar also bought these because SimSim of Eldar is a horse collector. And he buys apparently them all. So, and it was funny because Katani and I were just discussing over IM, like, what are we going to do about these two new horses? I'm not spending money on these. And SimSim happened to just message me on Facebook and saying, do you need pictures of these? And I'm like, wow, it's like he knows my brain. He knows
I
my brain.
I really like the Steed of the Victory. So I really like that one. Yeah,
the Steed of Victory is like a very leathery, studded leather with red thing. It's a very boy horse. Red and black. That's why you like it.
It just looks nice. And it's very detailed. I like it. I like the Steed of Dol Baron. The only thing I don't like, and please forgive me, horse people, the undergarment, whatever that is, the colors suck.
Underwear?
Well, the whatever underneath the barding is. It's ugly. I mean, it's very bleh. It's like, can we pick... Is there nobody with color, a sense of color on that?
Oh, so you're okay with red and black, but like gray and black is not okay.
Okay, that color is bland.
It's not bland. It's ninja horse.
No. Ninja. Those colors are not good. I would have been happy with anything else, pretty much. It's still cool looking.
I don't
and I'm
see
sure
anything wrong with it. You're just gross and gross now.
Oh, bull crap. Anyways.
Like, it's dumb. I like the Steed of Victory.
I would say that if the color changes underneath it were better. I don't, doesn't, it could be, what, yellow and white?
I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's fine. Like, if you want to color it, that's fine. But I don't think there's anything wrong with having gray.
I think you just disagree with me sometimes to disagree with me.
It's probably true. So anyway, those who are in the store, they are 68% speed. They do have 250 morale, and they do grant war steed sets, cosmetic sets, whatever they're called, for the war steed. So yep. You can do this to your war steed too.
All right, in CSTM news, we had a new lost text. Man, we haven't had a lost text.
It's been
text
a
in
while since a lost text. So I'm pretty excited about this. This is from Merrick of Nimrodel, not Merrick of Landerville, who is actually Merodach.
See, yeah.
So he says he gets the question a lot where someone runs into him and is like, oh, are you Merrick of CSTM?
So, really?
Yeah.
Nobody. Well, that's because I'm Merodach.
Yeah. Nobody does it because you're not actually Merrick.
Wonder why, Dodge. Wonder why.
Anyway, he's submitting a new story called Under the Eaves, and it'll be coming out weekly. So I've got like the first 6 parts already, maybe 7.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yep. We have Raiden's Introductory Guide to Raiding Part 3 this week.
Raiden's on a streak.
Yes, he has been back. He's talking about finding raid groups, the instance finder. He's talking about kin raiding, but finding a group. You know, you're like, your kin's too small. What do you do? Kind of a thing. You need to fill in the spots. Just, again, these are basic raiding things. This is for somebody who's never raided before, who wants to learn how to dip their toe into the raiding waters without looking as stupid as I can and like not sticking out like a sore thumb, like, new guy is the idea here. So,
right.
Check out his guide. Part 3 is up this week.
All right. Also, the Yule Festival Guide 2012 by my awesome wife.
I stayed up so late for that.
I know you did.
I was so exhausted.
Like, what is she doing?
I don't even...
I'll go back to bed.
I didn't even want to do it. I actually tweeted. I'm like, I am not doing this tonight. And then I was like, I shouldn't do that. I need to do this. I made myself do it. And I got it done. And I think it's pretty good. I think I did a pretty good job of capturing all the changes. Are you laughing at me because I'm trying to praise myself?
No. I'm just laughing because... I remember the next day I was like, man, I thought I was gonna throw up in the middle of the night, and you're probably like, yeah, I was too. All right, so
you were gonna throw up.
Remember I got up in the middle of the night because I thought I was gonna throw up, and you were still playing the next day.
Like, shut up.
The next day you're probably like, when I told you that, you're like, yeah, whatever, I don't care.
I'm so tired. I don't care.
Leave the hell alone.
I will say that, like, the remote looting for the unwilling firewood is amazing, because I just go through and scream at 9 things, and then all this wood
comes
in. Remote
looting is so awesome.
I love that.
It's so good.
So that's pretty cool. Like I said, I've already gone through this stuff, but everything's a daily. You can reset them with festival tickets. Festival tickets are not the same thing as festival tokens. And there's a new deed that ranks up to tier 3. You have to do 120 quests total to finish tier 3, which unlocks the Warsteed Warsteed appearance set that looks exactly like the Wintry Stool. The Wintry Yule Steed, which is new this year.
The Stool Steed.
The Wintry Stool. I actually think the Wintry Steed is pretty. I'm not calling it a piece of paper.
The Wintry Stool. Where are the notes? I'm going to keep that.
And the Yeti Cloak, but also the Sack of Presents, which I've already talked about as a daily thing. And there's unique cosmetics coming from that too. There's a wintry cap, I think, which is different from the hat you can buy from the vendor. There's a spiral horned Yeti cloak that's different from the straight horned one you can get in the thing. There's also like someone in the comments said that they had gotten a Warsteed Rohirrim cosmetic set. I've gotten 500 marks. Thumbs up.
Very nice. That's pretty cool. That's a lot of marks.
I don't use them. I don't want them. I want a Yule cap. I don't want marks. Anyway. Also, we had kind of a mini roundtable thing that happened in our email between Katani, Braden, you, and he put me in here, but I put one sentence in. I did not contribute to this at all. talking about the new crafting experience. In case you don't know, when you do a craft now, you make something with your craft, you actually get experience for your character towards leveling. So as you'll level up through crafting. I did do some crafting today with my burglar just to see how it is. It is so slight. I would have to do a crap ton of crafting to level. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm not saying that, you know, someone's alt who's doing this is not going to level this way. But I made like 120 things of leather doodads and didn't even see the experience bar move.
Okay.
So it is not excessive at all in any regards. But it is another way to earn experience. And it is in a way, like, I remember when they changed crafting to, like, you know, the upper tiers were locked by level or what, or was it by level or something? No, reputation.
Right.
So you had to be level and get the reputation from, you know, the Dunlin dudes. I don't know their names because they don't like me.
The Dunlin dudes.
So, you know, you especially were saying that, you know, your lower level crafters now can't participate in the higher level crafts because they're not 75 or whatever. So I guess it's a way that they could do nothing but craft and eventually get there, maybe?
I guess. You'd have to really be dedicated to crafting, it sounds like.
Raiden is saying that the crafting experience will speed you through the low levels up to the 30s, which could be possible. My burglar is pretty awesome, and she's level 66.
That's right. All right, CSTM is also having a giveaway. We are giving away... Well, first of all, we would like to thank very much HalloweenCostumes.com, who offered these to us. They are a pair of halfling feet slippers.
I actually have them on my desk upstairs. I have them in my possession, ready to send to the winner.
May smell like Merrick feet by the time you get them.
They're wrapped in the original plastic and have not been opened. They will not smell like Merrick feet.
I am just saying.
Guaranteeing it.
You could do worse. No, that's fine. All you need to do is simply submit a caption for the slippers by leaving a comment on the post.
You're submitting a caption.
Yes.
And a comment on the post. It's closed on December 28th, where I'll pick a winner. Well, and I'll probably like ask Merrick. I'll probably pick like five and ask Merrick to pick the winner from the five that I pick. Because I'm going to pick the funniest comment. Or the, I guess it could be the most factually accurate. I have no criteria. If you catch my eye, you could win. It's that random. I'm a ball of random.
Yes, you are.
It's true.
She's crazy, folks. She's crazy. All right. Okay, in community, Harperella has won the top guild leader contest.
Now, I don't think they've done any announcements yet, but the contest is over and she is number one. So she wins. So, I decided.
I would like to say... to all the people who came to our site, thank you for all the hits. You can stop leaving comments if you don't belong, if you are being a jerk about it. So, thank you.
Oh, no, they're blocked. They're gone. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah, so congratulations. Thank you, everyone. You know, I'm not Harperella, but I'm going to thank you anyway for supporting a Lotro person to get this far. I think that it's just shows how amazing our community is.
Yes. No, it's very cool. Congratulations, Harperella. I think that's very awesome, and I hope that your little one enjoys the laptop.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Although I'd keep the laptop for myself and then give her the old one.
No.
No, I totally would.
I know you would, but your daughter's three and doesn't know any better.
That's right. She does not. Honey, I'd do that too, even if it was you. All right, so.
I'm 34 and I don't know any.
Be like, here you go, honey. Here's Yay! A new laptop. It's new to you. And she would punch me. I wouldn't do that to my wife. Anyways, Kazid Guard Block had a Anglo-Saxon and Viking designs in Lotro discussion.
This is an amazing post that everybody needs to check out. I did not know this about Adam of the Kazid Guard. He's an archaeologist.
That's awesome.
And so this is real stuff, like stuff that he knows very well. Designs that are real, like Viking era. It's usually Anglo-Saxon Viking era stuff that he's seeing in game and recognizing it because of his real life job.
What's up?
Isn't that awesome? It's totally awesome. So this is an excellent, excellent article. Everybody needs to go check it out.
Okay. Also, I want to throw in a quick thing right now. If you go to cstm.us/cstmhobbitfeet, that will take you straight to the giveaway. So if you don't know where it is.
Well, we have two giveaways right now. We also have the Riders of Rohan soundtrack giveaway, too. That's, I think, like the second in our popular posts link there.
Okay.
So we have two giveaways right now. That Riders of Rohan video game soundtrack giveaway is still active. I think his ends on the 27th, if I remember correctly, which I may not. But it's like next week. So you still have a while.
Okay.
Excuse me.
That will be at cstm.us/Rohan soundtrack. So there you go. Or you can just look in the popular post. They're both in the popular post.
They're both right there in the popular post.
So you could just go to casualstoretomorrow.com.
And look in the popular post.
But anyways, just in case. Maybe you're on the mobile site. What's up? Who made custom URLs?
I did.
Yeah, like we'll never use Rohan soundtrack again.
Well, I'm not thinking that far ahead.
Obviously.
All right, this week's poll is... How do you think Turbine will implement Minas Tirith?
This was a very interesting idea. And I think we had one or two people saying, well, this is like several years away. Yeah, we're not saying it's coming out tomorrow. We're just thinking.
Oh, no, it's totally coming out tomorrow. It's just not announced yet.
So we're just thinking of in the future. Minas Tirith has 7 tiers to it. How are it's going to be implemented in the game, and how are what kind of access are we going to have to the 7 tiers, if all? So we had 875 voters on this poll. 47% say that all levels will be available, but they will be rep-gated. So you have to earn rep to get to level 2, to level 3, to level 4.
I would seriously crap in a hat if that was the way. But
I would never see level 2.
You know, it does kind of make sense, though, because I could see them doing that. I totally could.
27% said all the levels seen in the movie or mentioned in the book with swift travel between all of them. Because, like, I also put in this poll a description from the book of what the city is. And all the gates are staggered, so it would be a pain in the butt to go from tier 1 to tier 7. Because, like... Gate 1 is on the east side, and gate 2 is on the west side, and gate 3.
This is going to be a real challenge for him, because it's a huge place, but you can't make it too huge in the game. You know? Because you can't make...
But
I mean,
want it to be that epic
You
feel,
want it
though.
To be epic, but at the same time, it can't be like, okay, here's level 1's crafting place, or here's level 2's crafting place. You got to make it... difficult and, I mean, different and not just like a bunch of empty space
either.
It's just
a city, too. I mean, it's like a Bree.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a big, massive, epic city. 15% said instanced-only versions of the various levels. 8% said first and last levels only with a portal in between. And then 3% said other, and they had a various. I'm not reading all their ideas. But they had ideas, and you can check it out yourself by going to the blog.
So it'll be very interesting to see how they do that. All right, and this week is LOTRO store purchasing.
Yeah, so this week, Kia actually sent in this question, curious how people plan their purchases, if they plan their purchases. Are you a Merrick where you want it now and you just go buy it?
Are you? It's not so much anymore.
Are you a Golden Star where you want it, but you will not buy it until it goes on sale?
That's not so much me either.
Do you buy it if it's on sale and you want it, but you had no plans to it, or you've never bought anything in the store or other? I'm sure a lot of people had a mix of all of these things at one time or another, but we're just thinking in general, do you plan at all for your purchases in the LOTRO store, or are you kind of more of an impulse, like, I need it now, I'll go get it, kind of a thing?
Okay. All right. That is it for... the news. We'll go ahead and head into Raise Your Glass.
Oh, one more thing before we go into the Raise Your
Too
Glass.
Too late. It's not written down.
The lotteries. Everybody should go check out. There's Class D lotteries right now. There's Yule Festival stuff out there. There's a Warsty color pack in there. Everybody should go enter the LOTRO lotteries.
And check them periodically. I did them earlier today and checked them all, and then went back later today and there were more. So just check them out and watch them out. Watch them, I would say, throughout December for sure.
Well, through the holidays.
Yeah, through the holidays. Some of them are ending on the 25th, some on the 24th, some on the 23rd. So go do it now. Might as well. All right. Now, for realsies, we're going into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, this week, Quathol of Landreval wrote... Hey, maybe you guys can answer this. I keep trying to log into my Lotro. I have a premium account. The login screen says, error, does not recognize my username. Is this because I'm a premium account holder? Guatho of Landerville. No! It's because somewhere either the username is wrong, the account's messed up, or something.
Or my Lotro just sucks.
Yeah, well, that's always the case.
It logs me out like every 5 seconds.
Yep. And I... Okay, so there's two things you can do. You can try and do it yourself. Go to myaccount.turbine.com, and at the bottom left hand, there's a, you know, I can't remember my password. You can check, make sure you've got the right username. Best thing, if you want the fastest result, is to call. And unfortunately,
you can log into the game, right? It should be the same login as his game login.
It should be, but he can't log in.
He can't log into the game?
He can't log into Lodro.
He's saying, I can't log into my Lodro.
Okay. Yeah, it should be the same as the game. So if you can't log in there, I don't know.
He is that why are you trying to get to the forum?
Submitted to, yeah. He submitted, I know, I talked to Guatel. He said he submitted a ticket, and he was probably going to call. I would say call. It's going to be the fastest thing. If they're open, which they're not going to be, like, through the 25th and everything. But, yeah, just calling is usually the fastest way. I know it's a pain in the butt for those of you not in the U.S., but such is life.
Okay. Your fault for being born somewhere in the U.S.
That's right. Sorry.
Your parents should have been like our parents.
No, it does stay. I wish that they could have 24/7 account.
Do they have an 800 number or something for them?
No. And we've experienced this too, even being in the U.S. It always seems like some game goes to crap on... the holiday season.
Over a holiday weekend, or the company is in California, which is like a 3-hour, 4-hour difference to us.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Sean S. writes, Hi, American Golden Star. I'm playing through Rohan content, and I'm currently questing and cliving in the Norcroft area. I was wondering if you noticed a couple of quests have a nursery rhyme theme. An uncharitable feast. Oh, I guess this is a spoiler alert for anybody who's not been to cliving, but it's not really. Because it's just talking about quests available. An uncharitable feast has you talk to a butcher and a baker. And silver tongues has you talk to a candlestick maker. Quite amusing. I actually noticed this because I'm a mom.
I think it's very cool though. All right. Sessner of Landerville writes. Hate to bother you again for the second time in just a few weeks. Bother us as much as you want. But I hadn't seen this mentioned yet anywhere, so I thought I brought it to your attention. Now, I did miss the last two festivals due to technical difficulties, so maybe this is an old change, and I just never got the memo. But if this is new, I think it's a pretty significant change. All festival quests are now on level. Please see my blog post here. Thanks for all you do.
This is new with the Yule Festival.
It is new.
It was in the Yule Festival... Dev Diary, it was mentioned there. I do believe it's mentioned in my guide as well, but if it's not, that's an oversight. Sorry.
I can't believe you didn't put it in there.
I know, I'm such a loser. Why would I even have a blog?
Let's just shut everything down. Let's call it a day.
No.
We made a mistake.
It's so horrible.
It's over. CSTM's done.
We're not making fun of you since...
No, we're not. We're making fun of ourselves.
We're making fun of people who actually leave us comments like that.
Yeah, we're not a new site, guys.
But anyway, you are correct. Like I said, I hit level 81 on my minstrel and 66 on my burglar, both in the Yule Festival. I think actually my hunter dinged as well, but I have no idea what level she is. 40-something? So it is a new thing. And it's a scalable experience as well. So, like, my lower level characters are not getting as much experience as my higher level character.
Well, yeah, I mean, this seems to be, like, the way that they're doing the scaling is because if it's always on level, then it scales upwards at giving you that amount. That's a good change. I think it's a good change. And it is a way to encourage you to do the festivals, and it balances out maybe a little. Well,
some people are complaining. Some people are saying that it was put in there so that you have to buy the pocket item for the Destabler.
While it's possible, it's highly doubtful in my opinion.
Too much experience gain going around already. I don't have a problem with it.
You do realize that this game is supposed to be. I get the complaint. I understand.
I think that the main thing here that Turbine is realizing is their end game now is 85. That seems very daunting to a new person.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing a lot of people just kind of hand out. What is it, Warcraft, where the Death Knight was like 60 something?
I think they started at 55.
55? Yeah, and then dumped you into a bad land. Yeah, and then dumped you around that into, whatever. The Burning Crusade. They've got to do something similar.
I think that's what the whole, I mean, that's why they added it to crafting. The Yule Festival has it. The Yule Festival is only 2 weeks. It's 16 days.
I do understand people who are like, oh, we have a group and I don't want to
like
level.
I already sent an email apologizing to all the dumbs that I hit 66 because I did like 6 quests. Stupid thing. But, and it's unfortunate. I don't think I would have stopped it even if I wanted to though. Sorry.
I'm sure they'll forgive you.
I haven't gotten a single forgiveness letter yet. I'm just saying.
Maybe because they're like, why is she emailing us about this? Okay. Moving onward.
Player achievements.
Player achievements. Haggis. Oh, I want to try Haggis someday. Not this Haggis, but like actual Haggis. Is that weird? Maybe. Haggis says, started the Hitbold grind last night with my 9 level, 89 to 85 tunes. Dardelf, Tolkien Society, Haggis, etc. I don't know if I'll ever do Beacon of Aelworth jumping puzzle quest. Watching YouTube video of this makes me very nervous. What would make me nervous is having 9 level 85s doing the same grind over and over again.
I thought that the thing with Hypebold was if you did it once with a character, that all the other characters had access to the stuff.
You can give. I don't know how it works. Okay, you can get the armor. You can get any armor with any character. But the reason he's probably doing all of them is because it would take longer to do it. Because he'd have to earn up all the armor tokens for the armor on one character, and there's a limit of the daily quest.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
I'm with you.
And then it also takes like, what's it, guys? It's like 4 weeks or 40-something days to unlock everything. Yeah, there's an extensive. There's a guide on the forums if you ever want to check it out.
I'm 81. I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, I'm never going to worry about it.
Grey Wolf writes, Deofdora, level 35 minstrel on Windfola, kin to Middle Earth Last Hope. I was knocked off my horse by a cabbage. I'm not sure if this is an achievement, but I've been wary around cabbages ever since.
I don't blame you. Cabbages are evil. Buckyball writes, Buckyball, that's awesome.
Buckyball!
I love it. I love it whenever I see Buckyball's name. Edrond, champion of Landerville, belonging to the kin of Retzar Nazgul, has finally acquired his first steed of Rohan and has engaged the enemies of Rohan in mounted combat. This new development is awesome. It is a lot of fun. Mount of Combat is fun.
I wouldn't know. I haven't done it for 2 weeks. I'm in the festival for another week at least.
Ooh, that sounds awful.
Thurinfield says, I would be anyway, but the problem is that I have to now. I don't just not earn stuff. I don't earn the stuff that I want because I didn't do 120 quests.
Well, that'll teach you.
Thurinfear says, Azelron, champion of Landerville, achieved his perfect snowball skill and managed to talk to the legendary Golden Star. That's true. I talked to him, and he's my favorite listener. because he left just a comment, a review last week, in case you didn't hear that. I also got back to the music system and investigated Update 9, Bree. And now my most important announcement. Skrail, Midget, Minstrel of Eldar has saved Archit. Not the Mad Badger. Poor Badger. Alceron, Thuranfear, the Great Snowball Mizer, unofficially.
Okay.
In the following reviews, we'd like to thank Cam Gilnell from the House of Turgon on Silverload.
Oh, Thuranfear! I have a new favorite listener. Cam Gilnell. I don't know how to say your name. But thank you for the review. I asked for it. You gave it to me. Thank you.
That's
Merry
right.
Christmas.
That's what women like.
Reviews.
And doing what they ask you to do.
Pretty much.
And we'd also like to thank David S. for his donation. Thank you very much.
That was a very generous donation. Thank you, David S.
Thank you. And for those listening live, I have a picture of the pink pony.
Yay! Oh, that's beautiful. Baby Hobbit and I are... What kind of horse cosmetics is that?
All right, Aline, you must email Golden Star and tell her how you did that.
Baby Hobbit and I will totally make that. We will love it.
Yes. Never be allowed to have anything else. All right, so how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrollandmortar.com. It's like on the web.
It's on the web.
We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrollandmortar.com.
What?
You can spell that out. If it comes back, just try the one more door.
The one more door.
We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. You can leave us a review on iTunes, and you might be becoming my new favorite listener. I may even butcher your name. That's an added bonus.
That's an added bonus.
You can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network TV.
All right, you can also leave us a voicemail by going to the website and using your computer's microphone or your headset microphone, whatever. Just click on the right. It says send us a voicemail. Click on this. Please do it. I found this. It's very cool. Well, I didn't find it.
He made me put it on the blog.
I did make her put it on the blog. It was really easy. I set it up and nobody's used it. Hey, you can say hi to the baby Hobbit. There you go. Say hi to baby Hobbit.
Yeah, she would actually love that.
Yeah, she would.
So we want to wish everybody happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a great holiday. We'll let you know if we're going to miss next week because there's probably going to be not a whole lot of news next week. But if we'll be on, you can check us out 9:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll post to Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff where we're going to be. And Merry Christmas.
Yep. All right. Talk to you guys next week.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.